Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, if you have a sports fan in the house at this time of the year, chances are you're familiar with the high cost of jerseys, whether it's GAA, rugby, or most prominently, Premier League and international jerseys. Well, this has been a topic of controversy for years. But in a cost of living crisis and with the prevalence of social media, a booming industry of fake jerseys has emerged, and it's gaining an awful lot of attention online. Our reporter, Eimear McCauley, has been investigating all of this, and she's here in the studio. You're very welcome, Eimear. You've brought with you two Liverpool shirts, which we're going to examine in detail in a couple of minutes. But give us a bit of background, first of all.
Morning, Claire. Yeah, so I've been looking into this for the past number of weeks. And basically, I started seeing ads on social media for soccer jerseys, but at a fraction of the price you would expect them to be. So these ads lead to websites that won't tell you that they're counterfeit jerseys. But if you look at the prices, it's kind of obvious.
Yes, so you should know, if you look at the price, you're saying, yeah.
Anyone who regularly buys shirts should know, yeah. So these lead to websites that don't say that they're counterfeit, but yeah, it's obviously obvious. And this is happening at a time when it's never been more expensive to keep up with the latest kits being released by your club. So as you said, we've got two Liverpool jerseys here. So the Liverpool official club store will sell you a match jersey for €131 at the moment. The cheaper stadium jersey is €95. And for the parents listening, I'm sure they'll be aware, the youth jersey is €71. And, you know, a 10 or a 12 year old is going to grow out of that pretty quickly. Not to be unfair to Liverpool, Man United sell their home jersey for €140. And the stadium jersey is €99. So that's more expensive. If you want names or numbers on the back, that's going to hurt your pockets even more. And then if you're a fan of a team from further afield, you'd pay €100 for a youth Real Madrid shirt, and an adult one will set you back €150. So you'll remember back in the day, clubs used to release new kits every two seasons.
Yeah.
It's every season now.
Okay.
So if you're keeping up, it costs a lot. And then we've also started seeing the release of streetwear jerseys. So you've got the home kit, the away kit, the third kit, and the streetwear kit. You can see how that starts to add up for parents who are buying these at Christmas time.
There's another kit as well, because we were talking to Adam Maguire about this on the programme recently. There's a growing retro jersey market too, isn't there?
Yeah, so that's right. You can actually get a retro 1990s jersey from Man United now. It's obviously not actually from the 90s. And it's slightly cheaper than the modern shirt, but it's all part of pushing up the rise in demand for these jerseys and collecting them. And you can see why people are looking for something cheaper.
Yeah, I mean, those prices are pretty high, which brings us to the fakes.
Yeah. So we were in touch with Revenue about this a wee while back, and they warned that buying these cheaper counterfeit kits does actually carry health risks because they're not produced in line with health and safety standards. And of course, they also pose a threat to legitimate businesses and the exchequer. And they said there is a chance that your fake could be seized in a mailing centre. They're having a press conference on that next week, actually, ahead of Christmas. And it is a growing problem. So they seized 7.9 million worth of counterfeit goods in general last year. That was up from 5.8 million worth the year before. And heading into Christmas, you're seeing ads everywhere for these counterfeit sites. So I actually spoke with Dara, and he's from 35 Vintage, and they have an offshoot called 35 Jerseys. So he's obsessed with jerseys and knows all about this. And he told me a little bit about the rise in demand.
About a year ago, a thing called bloke core became a thing in the UK specifically. Retro jerseys made their way into fashion.
Bloke core,
yeah, if you want to look it up. It was like an aesthetic in like the streetwear community, and I think has seen it explode on the vintage side. We got the opportunity to do jerseys, and we saw the demand, obviously. We said we'd do a pop-up, kind of see how they go. About 2 months ago, we did our first one. The demand was crazy. Like, there's people queuing outside, which we didn't expect on the first one. We actually had a TikTok go viral, but it got about 100,000 views in like 24 hours, and there was a queue down the road for the jerseys, which is obviously amazing. There's definitely a massive demand for jerseys, and I think that's what's spilling into, you know, the counterfeits. I do remember when I was in secondary school 8 or 9 years ago, you would hear of some dodgy fella selling jerseys he got in Thailand out the back of his car. That doesn't really exist anymore. All those websites, you know, selling jerseys for 29, 30 euro are all counterfeit. They're just complete fakes. My view on it would be I can completely understand the average person buying a replica or a copy of modern kits because, let's just say, for example, any Premier League team, their new jersey is probably 120 euro, which is scandalous. So I get the demand on that side for it because that is not justifiable, in my opinion.
So Dara from 35 Vintage gets it. Like, he knows that they're expensive. So he understands that, you know, people might be heading out to look for fakes, to look for value.
Yeah.
What are the prices like on the fake market?
So obviously, as he said there, back in the day, someone selling them out of a bit of a car. It's industrial now. There's so many of them being sold online and they go for between 18 and 35 euros. It's much cheaper. They're sold on standalone websites, but also through TikTok shop and individually from sellers on WhatsApp. So I have a real one and a fake one that I got from a website. It took 6 weeks to come, by the way. I paid
the fake one.
Yeah.
Took 6 weeks to come.
Yeah. And it cost me 30 euros and a fiver for delivery.
Is this where I do my test now, Emer?
Yeah, Claire. So if you have a look, do either of these jump out to you as the fake?
Just jumped across the desk there to pick this one up.
You'll notice that even the tags are the exact same.
Yeah, I mean, that looks real to me. But throw me over the other one, Emer.
Okay, here you go.
I think I've already made my mind up, but I just want to be doubly sure. Yeah, I think this is the fake.
Yeah, if you actually look on the back of that, you can see where they have a little tribute to the Hillsborough 97. You can see the sticker still on to print it on. You can actually peel that off.
Okay, so that's not fully finished yet, even though it took 6 weeks to get to you.
Exactly.
But you know what? You get away with wearing that, you know, and who would know anything other than it was real? I mean, I had to feel it really to get a sense that it was fake.
Yeah, exactly. So I spoke to Dara's business partner, Keane, about this. He's the expert. And he told me, down to the finer details, how you can tell the difference between these.
They're quite similar, but there is definitely a couple of big giveaways for us just on examination of the two. Number one would have to be the tags and especially the product label. You'll also have the product code, which when searched online will actually bring you to a Barcelona jersey from the previous season, not the Liverpool jersey like we have here. Also, it's kind of a thing you learn through touch, but you can just feel that the material isn't quite as good as the authentic one. Usually with the fake jerseys, they'll use like a cheaper polyester material compared to the authentic manufacturers. And there's actually been reports that some of the chemicals used in them is actually harmful to your body. It shouldn't be worn on the skin. So something to keep an eye out for sure. While the stitching is fairly good, you'll still kind of, I'm not expecting this to wash very well. Just from the touch, it probably will shrink. Maybe the badges and the sponsors might fall off in the wash as well, compared to the authentic ones. Like, if the price is too good to be true, it probably is.
So fairly clearly is a fake. There might be the safety risks, but there is a level of demand for these things.
Yeah, so I brought these into Dublin City Centre and I asked shoppers what they thought of the two of them.
It's pretty hard to get like a nice jersey unless you're paying over 100 euro.
If you just saw someone wearing this, would you know that that's a fake version?
Not straight away, but like I know there's usually an authentic thing on like the bottom here somewhere, but like it's really good. Like that's actually really good. Say someone walked into the pub wearing that now, you wouldn't know. I see all the ads on TikTok and stuff like that. Yeah, you'd see a lot of it.
You do notice the difference every year. And yes, they are getting very expensive, but it's a Liverpool one. I'm not sure I should be touching it, but... It doesn't look obviously fake. There's a couple of things that look slightly off. But overall, it doesn't look too bad.
Have you ever considered buying one from one of those sites?
I have considered it, yeah. And I have bought one or two over the years.
Tell me, would you usually be buying football jerseys for anyone at Christmas?
Just for one in particular, my friend's son. It's considerably a lot more than last year. And as they get older, the jerseys get more expensive as well.
Do you think it's kind of slightly unfair how they keep
it
getting
is,
more expensive?
Yeah, no, it is. And I think as the teenager sizes are now getting more adulty now, they're getting there quicker, so they're not prolonging the trial sizes.
Do you think that there's any kind of concerns you'd have with buying fakes in terms of you don't actually know what the material's made of?
Well, that's it, because my autistic fella now, he has eczema, and I would have to be very, very careful. I did get him one on Marketplace, on one of these sites last year, and like it was fine, like, but I would always put a cotton t-shirt on under it. Yeah, but this fella that I am buying for, he would know immediately, like, and he'd nearly want the gift receipt to make sure it's real.
Do you think it matters to them, that little bit of kudos, to have the real kid?
To this particular fella, yeah, because he lives in Talla, and he goes to a Talla school, and, you know, he goes and plays football, and, yeah, you know, I wouldn't want anyone turning around to him and going, oh, that's a fake. Like,
every season, yeah.
That must add up.
Oh, it does, yeah. Especially having two boys, it does add up, yeah.
Do you ever see ads for the fake shirts?
On social media, yeah, you'd see them.
Do you ever consider buying them?
I haven't. I've known people that have bought them, and they're actually not bad.
I have a fake one and a real one here. If I show you the two of them, do you think you would be able to tell the difference?
I could try. So that's fake.
You're right. What give it away?
Material. It's the colour.
So there's a lot of people, they either have bought them or they're planning to buy one. So remind us of the dangers, the drawbacks of buying one of these things.
You don't know what's in them. They could be highly flammable. One study found that they could have arsenic and lead levels that are dangerous in them. They could have toxic chemicals in them. Organised crime groups could be profiteering from their sale, and you could end up being a victim of online shopper fraud. Your credit card details could get stolen, and you might never actually receive the jersey. So if you want a jersey for Christmas, to come on time for Christmas, this might not be the best way to go, and there are risks and dangers there involved.
Emer, thank you so much. That's our reporter, Emer McCauley. Coming up next, the latest on Storm Bert, which is due to hit tonight.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.